A, he's very religious. He's a very religious Catholic. B, he believes in the market. C, he does respect private property. But when he talks about renegotiating some contracts, well, any business does that. I mean, you're in business and you have a contract you don't like, you want to renegotiate it.
Including renegotiating
The foreign debt and renegotiating the bases that the United States has there. What's wrong with that? I mean, if the big corporations occasionally renegotiate with their suppliers the contracts they have, why shouldn't a country like Ecuador do it?
That's been a fairly consistent line among some of the newer leaders
exactly.
who have been elected in
sure.
Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
Exactly, yeah. So I think putting him down as a leftist, as a dangerous leftist, I think it's an invention of the press.
But it is a new route for leaders in those countries.
A new route is that they'd like to take a more independent stance vis-a-vis, especially the United States. But that doesn't mean that they necessarily want to that he wants to confront the United States. I don't think so.
When you look at those media articles, they make comparisons with Hugo Chavez, who has been very strident in his opposition to American policy. And
yeah.
is it an unfair comparison to make between Mr. Correa and Chavez?
Oh, I think it's an unfair because Chavez was a military. He had a coup. He was leader of a coup and then which failed and later on got himself elected. He doesn't really know the United States, and I think he's just a demagogue. I mean, who thinks that the way to remain popular is to be to try to get the support of the poorest of the poor who live on the hills around Caracas. I don't think this is the case with Rafael Correa. First of all, Rafael Correa knows other countries. He lived in Europe, and then he lived 4.5 years in the United States. He taught at universities. So I think he's quite a different sort of person.
But he will maintain relations with the leader of Venezuela, yet maintain relations with the
yes,
U.S.
Yes, if he's smart, why not? Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
How do you feel he'll do as a leader in Ecuador, knowing the problems that leaders in South America face, including things such as the mounting debt with the Western world?
Well, I don't know if the debt is that crucial. I mean, at least as long as prices of oil are high, I mean, they're sitting on a considerable amount of oil, and that certainly might help things out. It's very hard to predict how he will be as an administrator. I knew him as a fellow scholar, and that's quite different. When people get into power, things change. I have faith that he's basically an honest person and he's a person of goodwill. My guess is that he should be compared a little more to the president of Brazil. When the president of Brazil was first elected, in the campaign that led to his election, he made some very radical pronouncements about, defaulting on the debt and so on and so forth. And the markets were scared, etc. But once he was in power, he became very reasonable. As a matter of fact, right now, he's the darling of Wall Street. So I wouldn't be surprised if Correa, again, now that he has won the election, will not be quite as radical as he's been portrayed by the press.